May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for February 13th, 2021, the day before V-Day, Victory Day, Valentine's Day. And today I'll be unpacking the world-changing events of the last 2 weeks, so you'll be a happy person on Valentine's Day. Anyway, this may be more information than you want, but I hope to highlight some insights into the general enlightenment process that is transforming our world very rapidly. So you want to keep up with the big lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media. Enjoy the show. You will hopefully hear something that sparks your conscience for awakening to your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. That's the theme I have of the year, you know, prelude to Aquarian Spring of all my compendiums, the understanding of this decade of initiation of global humanity into the Aquarian dispensation, sometimes referred to as the quantum age. And I'll be going into some dimensions of that today. But first, a cosmic weather report. 2 days ago, we had a powerful new moon in Aquarius, and it was powerful because the sun and moon were joined with Jupiter, Saturn, Mercury, and Venus in the same sign of Aquarius. And it was also powerful because that strong thrust of Aquarian energy acts like a, you might say, a quantum trigger within us for mass awakening to the spirit of Aquarius as universal love and enlightened global community. But I've got a lot to cover today, so I'll spare you all the quantum field astrology psychology for now. And I'll go right into the first compendium from 2 days ago on the new moon. It's called The Whole Truth Trumps the Big Lie. So if you're on a computer, you can pull up another window that opens the two compendiums that I'm discussing that are linked on the Cosmic Love homepage for this show. So I'm going to go right into this. This is, again, the latest and the greatest, of course. The whole truth trumps the big lie. So common sense would say that human nature is basically good and wants the clear truth that is whole enough, bold enough, and told enough that we believe it. You know, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I mean, isn't our whole system of justice based on the whole truth? Now, the enemy of the whole truth is the big lie, which is so big and so bold, so often told that some actually believe it. So one's choice is the focus of this compendium. I call it the Busted Compendium because it's featuring, one, the COVID-19 fraud, busted. Number two, the election rigging, busted. And number three, the evil economics, busted. Those are the three sections I'll be going into with some important news, with new videos and articles that are censored by the lamestream media. Now, you can skip to the bottom of these compendiums that I, again, are linked on the in the show notes on the homepage for Cosmic Love. And you can skip to the bottom of the both these compendiums for dictations, heart streams from the Ascended Masters, the Master Hilarion and Maximus. I mean, I'm really into the Aquarian dispensation whereby the hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil and laying the foundation for this new dispensation and the millennial dispensation of Aquarius, again, sometimes referred to as the quantum age, because the understanding of quantum energies and a higher self the real self, Christ-like discernment, fifth-dimensional consciousness, the components to the capstone, as far as the creative ascent process, all these aspects of Aquarius will be manifesting. So I'm going to go into this now. There's a link I provide with the date, you know, February 11th, 2021, from a couple days ago. And there's a link on the new Aquarian moon, and that link is an excerpt from Kaipacha, the astrologer Kaipacha, on the understanding of this new Aquarian moon. It's for those who want more of an in-depth orientation, you can click on that link. So, part one, dangerous delusion, COVID-19 fraud busted. I begin with a two-minute video clip by Ben Swan from February 4th, about a week ago. And it's called The Greatest Health Threat at This Time. Now, this video clip, when you click on this, The Greatest Health Threat at This Time, you will go to the latter part of the video, which is really the summary of the video, where he just nails it. So that's a good way to basically focus on this dangerous delusion of the COVID-19 fraud, sometimes referred to as a PSYOP, scamdemic, plandemic, whatever, but how it's busted. That's kind of a good way to begin. It's only about a two-minute video clip. Basically, he goes into the biggest problem with COVID vaccines is that we're not allowed to question anything about them. Anyone that's got a high-profile website on YouTube or one of the social networks like Facebook, all this is being censored. Everything about the problem or anything about COVID vaccines, if it's not favorable, it's being censored. So this is a problem when we're not allowed to question anything about them. I mean, politically correct groupthink forbids common sense questions like, why all the emphasis on injections of questionable ingredients that modify our genetics with no long-term studies of safety or effectiveness? I mean, it's kind of a serious question. So that's just a good taste, that two-minute video clip, of the core issue here of how and why this dangerous delusion of COVID-19 fraud is busted. But this second article just really nails it. It's by Dr. David E. Martin. It's a video, and it's called The Fauci COVID-19 Dossier, Revealing the Truth Behind the Lies. Now, this David E. Martin guy is brilliant. He was featured in the blockbuster video, came out this last year, called The Plandemic. He was featured in it going through information regarding the plandemic that was brilliant. It's kind of a whole orientation in that expose called The Plandemic. And Dr. David Martin, who's in this video, was brilliant in getting to the core issues. And so this is from January 20th, 2021, about a month ago, not quite a month ago. And he says, basically, he goes into the proof that pharmacide is basically pharmaceuticals for profit and power, was and is the intent of big pharma collusion with big media, big banks, and big government. And you can download his dossier at a link I provide there, but more specifically, the video by itself walks through an understanding with infographics of what this core issue is. That's 39 minutes long, but it is extremely valuable information for anyone who's coming to this, discovering the real issue, you know, and really wants the in-depth analysis of the core issue regarding the truth behind the lies of COVID-19, this whole COVID pandemic, plandemic, whatever. So there's that article, video, followed by another video by Dr. Cohen that goes into the central dogma of genetics and the science of mRNA vaccine. Now, this Dr. Tom Cohen, I've published some of his videos over this last year. The guy is brilliant. He speaks kind of slow and deliberately, but he's very good at breaking down mechanisms of these new mRNA viruses and what's going on with the mRNA vaccines, giving some context to the ongoing COVID conundrum regarding these, so to speak, vaccines. Now, realize that this Dr. Cohen uses the word vacation in place of vaccine because this video was initially uploaded to YouTube, which has been censoring vaccine dangers. So people that still try to use YouTube and don't want to get censored, they use code words that aren't flagged automatically by their algorithm filters on YouTube, because people are getting deplatformed from YouTube and censored left and right these days to the point where they have to do this. Now, I copied this video from another video site, so it won't be taken down, and you can watch it probably for a good while unless something dramatically changes. But it's a very good video. As far as, again, it's like the 1-2 punch, the previous video with Dr. David Martin and this video, conversations with Dr. Cohen and a friend on the, together provide some extraordinary information. Now, if you want a little snappy 7-minute history and inside scoop on this plandemic scam page from the Big Pharma, a page from the Big Pharma playbook, there's a 7-minute video that's called The Jab that features GlaxoSmithKline, and this is by the Children's Defense Fund, which is extremely good information. I've actually been contributing to them a little bit this last year in different ways, promoting them especially because they're excellent information and documentaries, exposés that they're doing on this whole issue of the vaccine and the viruses and lockdowns and masking and social distancing, all that stuff. But this little short video goes on to say that it's like deja vu all over again with the World Health Organization declaring pandemics that result in gold rushes for pharmaceutical companies who swoop in with vaccines to save the day. Now, this video is kind of funny. It's got some humor to it, even though it's dealing with extremely, extremely dicey subjects. The point is that in this video, it goes into serious adverse events, which you could say are side effects, such as the very real narcolepsy epidemic caused by the swine flu vaccines in 2009, counter any perceived benefits of these new rushed vaccines. Now, that history and the story behind it and how the same adjuvants used to cause this narcolepsy epidemic are used in these new vaccines. It's called an adjuvant. And it caused the narcolepsy epidemic before, and give it a few weeks, a few months, the potential for this happening again because they're using the same adjuvant, this goes into it. So the Jab is the name of this little documentary, documents the facts behind the unfolding pandemic drama and begs the question, are we being played again? I mean, it's a brilliant little video for some people to snap out of the illusion and delusion of this basically mania, this vaccine mania, got a grip of the collective consciousness. So again, this short video breaks down what happened in 2009 and why it's critical that we understand this today. You know, we're condemned to repeat history if we don't learn from it. And then there's another extraordinary video, highly recommend, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It goes into how the vaccine biology, what's behind it and what we are not being told. And basically, this is probably the most serious of the videos because it goes into the deadly implications of the vaccine and what's happening, as explained in some of the other videos already, especially this jab video, the actual statistics that are coming out that are showing the adverse events or side effects, however you want to say it, that we're looking at a health debacle. And, you know, if this is true, what is being said by Dr. Tenpenny, which he explains the biological science very clear, very simply, very credibly, because of her experience the last 20 years, you know, on the frontier of vaccine research and studies, this lady knows what she's talking about. And if it's true, then God help us, because if Dr. Tenpenny is correct, there's going to be mass dying. It's beginning from these vaccines. And the pharmaceutical perpetrators will blame new virus mutations and double down with more vaccines, more double masking, more home isolation, and more business lockdowns. So this is a very sobering video. Most people, doctors in particular, you would think they would like to listen to doctors about the science of this, those who have been in the field and understand it. But for lay people can understand it with just a little common sense and paying attention, you can get it, the seriousness of this vaccine issue, and hopefully get this information to people that haven't been vaccinated yet so they can wake up to the extreme danger for the future. And I say extreme danger because, as this video and the other videos explain, there's going to be mass dying from those who've had these millions of people that have had the jab, the injection of these mRNA mutagenic ingredients and other cofactors, adjuvants in these vaccines that have a very, very bad track record or no studies at all. So this other short video, it's only about 7 minutes, the moral case against lockdowns. It's actually 6 minutes. And this is by What's-Her-Face. Now, What's-Her-Face, she's got a very sharp tongue. I think she gets a little carried away, a couple parts of this video. I mean, she goes, you know, but she nails it. Now, the core subject, this What's-Her-Face, that's the name of her YouTube channel, What's-Her-Face. But she goes into how this COVID vaccine is experimental, and where there is risk, there must be choice. And she gets into the morality, you know, behind against lockdowns. And it's brilliant. What she says is brilliant. I highly recommend this one also. To get the big picture, you know, these different videos really basically flesh it out for anyone that really wants to know. Now, like I say, this is a very grievous situation because it's becoming obvious that it's too late for many loved ones who've got this vaccine already. I have friends that have had, one of them has had two of the vaccines because he works in a healthcare situation as a naturopath and a massage therapist and with clients in a very intense area of high-profile clients where he was required to have these vaccinations. And he went along and did it largely because his wife wanted him to. He didn't really want to, but to have his job, he had to. So realize that an Aquarian solution for the disease care system, which we call healthcare, is the global telecare model of holistic self-care I've been talking about, writing about for years now, for 7 years in particular, but longer. Back to 1987, that will provide well-informed choice, and we're talking about the sovereignty solution here, for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, you know, a health sovereignty solution. And if it's not a sovereignty solution, if the solution doesn't include sovereignty with well-informed choice, then it's not a real of, by, and for the people solution. Anyway. We're going to part two now, the deeper danger, election rigging busted. So I'm going to go into some different dimensions of this, specifically the first video highly recommend when you click on that first link, it's called Chinese Cyber Warfare Attack on the U.S. Election Documented in this Mike Lindell video. Now, some of you have heard of Mike Lindell, and this is from February 7th. It's an exceptional video, highly recommend it. It refers to what Mike says at 1 hour, 36 minutes, is the biggest attack in history on our election systems. And he provides a synopsis through at this 1 hour, 36 minutes. If you don't have the time, want to jump to, you know, some keynotes, goes through forensic evidence listing the logs. Mary Fanning goes into this specific segment. Mary Fanning provides the forensic evidence listing the logs that claims, clearly shows, foreign interference. Now, these are the digital logs regarding the Internet ISP addresses and the data that clearly shows the timestamp, the IP addresses, the attempts made, and which country, and the ID of the computers they broke into, how many votes were switched, the methods used, and whether there was a firewall intrusion. These are detailed charts, you know, forensic cyber evidence. And apparently there are thousands of pages of documentation like this, and fully 66% of the attacks or intrusions are apparently coming from China, from Huawei Cloud Service, from Alibaba, China Unicom, uCloud, China Mobile, Tong, etc. So YouTube and Twitter have deleted this guy's video and banned him. I mean, isn't it better if these claims get aired and discussed in detail so the voters of the U.S. can feel assured that elections are free and fair? This is a huge, huge issue because it has to deal with the fairness of the election and how clearly there was election rigging and China was involved. And the detailing of that should alarm everybody, because if it's not addressed and corrected, we can never have confidence in our election systems again. I mean, we're in a, like, if that's the case, then we've lost our core freedoms. So anyway, that's an extraordinary video. And the point is, and I go into this a little bit then, in this first compendium, that China is the elephant in the room. It's unspoken in the mainstream media, because the mainstream media has all kinds of ties through big tech and otherwise to China. And they've been running cover for this steal that involved China. So the mainstream media can't admit that they have basically committed treason. And there's a video here that goes into, Tucker Carlson goes into how American elites have aligned themselves with China. Now think about this, folks. I mean, American elites have outsourced middle-class jobs to China to manufacture with cheap labor, low cost, and big profit, you know, over the last 20 years. Jeff Bezos, you know, Amazon, is China's top global distributor who made hundreds of billions of dollars on the pandemic. And Amazon provides cloud services, you know, database servers for the Central Intelligence Agency and the U.S. military. Now think about that, how it's all becoming technologically, trade, economically, combined, you know, integrated. It's all connected. You know, the jobs, the economics, the pandemic, the what's going on with the surveillance, with you know, what's been going on since Edward Snowden regarding surveillance in the United States, and the involvement of Amazon and the CIA And, you know, the U.S. military, of course, we know Jeff Bezos also bought the Washington Times, so the media. Now, consider the profound implications of this reality. I mean, the West has been depressed. It's been brought down. The East has been raised up. You know, China's thriving. You know, it's like our middle class in America has been exported, or you might say outsourced to China. And now we're seeing that the cooperation of East and West is the capability, if not the solution. And the key to cooperation is co-creation with a higher standard of vision, virtue, value, you know, for the victory of social conscience in our global social networks. This is something I've been talking about a lot since the first of the year, because the key is the technology infrastructure is in place for a global village of instant everywhere interactive telecommunications, but so many of our social, political, and economic institutions are suffering paradigm paralysis, you know, old institutional models that no longer serve the purpose for which they're created. They're just self-serving, you know, for the power elite at the top, you know, the 0.001% who own and control the physical and human resources of the planet, pretty much, through banksters and their pyramid of power. So this is an issue that we're coming to the point where we have the capability, the reality is the capability of the family of mankind in a global village with unity and diversity, and the capability to basically represent, you know, all global netizens directly with a universal interface, you know, hardware, makes it possible whereby the ordained power of love and action can check and balance and otherwise harmonize the inordinate love of power of the power elite oligarchies. In other words, check and balance the abuse of power, and again represented the foundation of the pyramid, which is basically global netizens, you know, our global village. And the capstone being then the creative ascent process, whereby we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with the capital C, as in E equals MC squared, where C is the speed of light, and as you approach basically the light of consciousness of how we are conscious, consciousness of how we are conscious, with the universal law language interface, then we basically culture social conscience in our global social networks. Now, there's a principle involved here that was extremely well explained by the father of modern psychology, Carl Gustav Jung, when he says that where love rules, there is no will to power. And where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. Like a strength in excess is a weakness in either regard. I don't know how you could have too much love. Well, maybe that's like if your mind is too open, your brains will fall out. I don't know. But the idea of check and balances, you know, the power of love and the love of power, they're indirectly proportional or, you know, mutually exclusive. That understanding, it's like the yin and the yang and the principle of balance of the two. So this is basically the global co-creation thrust of Aquarius. And what's going on, I think, with astrology psychology, with all the planets in Aquarius this last month, we're seeing the Aquarian global co-creation commencing. You know, this whole process of Aquarian spring, it's being initiated. And then as the Aquarian spring energies matriculate to the matrix of reality with conscientious evolution, revolution, revelations, a new common sense of the family of mankind is emerging with global village unity in our diversity. And divisive dysfunction is purging. So unity and diversity is emerging and divisive dysfunction is purging. I mean, global civilization is inexorably moving towards wholeness. This is Aquarian Spring. And I love the way Buckminster Fuller, who I studied with him and lectured at his World Game Studies workshop back in 1974, I love how he says that you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Well, that's what I'm referring to with global telecare, global telecom, global teleconscience, you know, the TLC model, universal law language. And I was actually talking about that back in 1974, not just at Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies workshop, but at the when I spoke to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill in the fall of 1974 regarding a vision for the bicentennial, 76, which they're getting ready to celebrate. And there was these 10 agencies looking to the future, and they had all these future agencies, the Committee for the Future, Barbara Marks Hubbard, and the World Future Society, and delegates, representatives like myself, come and speak about the future and what, you know, how we're going to celebrate revolution in the bicentennial era, which is from 76 to 89, you know, the time, the 13 years between the Declaration of Independence and the ratification of the Constitution. So I've been working at this a long time, and keep in mind that an Aquarian solution for representative consent of the government, as I was talking about on Capitol Hill back in 1974, this process will define and refine, you know, as in involve and evolve sovereign rights in the public sphere for our co-creation with wholeness. You know, global telecom with the love model. And the love model as far as the L, linear, logical, left brain rights, that are well-rounded with the O, you know, the public sphere, and the checks and balances of sovereign rights in the public sphere is for our co-creation, you know, the V, and the principle is basically like left brain, right brain switching, where they switch back and forth very quickly in the corpus callosum, the base of the brain, or the third eye chakras, either one in the higher or lower part of the brain. It's the brains are switching very quickly. You know, the function of, you know, the holodeck and the brain holodeck, you know, the energetics between the left and right hemisphere, the bioenergetics, there's this brain switching going on. And the result of that in a real time basis is basically cross referencing, you know, these components to the capstone vision in the third eye, ideally, of wholeness, the holistic, healthy, the holy whole. And this process of involving and evolving, you know, this universal interface with this process is referred to as global telecom, you know, with the love model, the TLC model. And people that have been following my blog know what I'm referring to. But the graphics of this and the geometry of this goes back to Buckminster Fuller and his understanding of, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe, the geometry of divinity, geometrically ordered divinity. And in the beginning, God geometrized, and in the end, we become what we geometrize. You know, again, the geometrically ordered divinity, the love model, is G-O-D. The holy whole. So now we're going to part three. I want to get through all this. I want to get to the second compendium. But this part three, and this is, again, from a couple days ago, the deepest delusion, crisis capitalism, and, you know, with evil economics, busted. And the first article is Wall Street cannibalizes Main Street. Okay, I'm getting ready to sneeze. Excuse me. Okay. Wall Street cannibalizes Main Street. And this is a heavy subject. I mean, it's very serious stuff going on. And we saw a lot of this being exposed over the last couple of weeks. There's an article about this I'll go into, but billionaire during this pandemic this last year, this pandemic, billionaire wealth soars as 255 million of the world's jobs are lost. So this is actually from CBS News, if you can believe that. And it went on to explain the pandemic has worsened income inequality, with the world's richest people increasing their wealth dramatically, while the number of people living in poverty has doubled to more than 500 million. This is according to a new report from the anti-poverty group Oxfam. And this may be conservative, what they're talking about, the equivalent of 255 million jobs lost across the globe is about four times greater than the impact from the Great Recession of 2009. The world's poorest could take a decade to regain their financial footing. Oxfam describes the pandemic's impact as the greatest rise in inequality since records began. So, again, its impact is far greater than that of the global financial crisis of 2009. And America's richest people have seen their wealth soar during the pandemic by more than a trillion. I've read actually 3 trillion by these major corporations, thanks to a booming stock market and K-shaped recovery that has benefited the rich, while poor people have struggled with lost wages and jobs and future opportunities. It's a rich versus poor phenomena that is replicating across the globe. This is serious. This is kind of the Hunger Games scenario that Hollywood has given us. And to this point, it's been playing out. And so there's an article I follow, a video I follow up with called The Fake and Rigged Wall Street Game. This is by James Corbett. James is brilliant. It goes into the whole GameStop Wall Street bets fiasco and what it was really about. This was recorded back on February 1st, so we're talking about 2 weeks ago. You know, it's been a big thing in the media. People have wanted to get a good summary of it. There's been a lot of obtuse misinformation and disinformation about how the economy has been rigged, and Wall Street is rigged, and it's a faked and rigged game run by a cabal that will never allow you to win. And so this is never reported like this in the lamestream media. James really nails it with this. It's good to get the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo every once in a while. That's why I follow James Corbett. He's almost always 95% to 99%, you know, right on. So this is a kind of good expose again, how Wall Street is cannibalizing Main Street, and it's been rigged, but it's being exposed, which is the beginning of the healing. You got to come out of denial of what the problem is, or you can't even begin to heal it. So bottom line, ask yourself, has the whole truth been politicized and the big lie been weaponized to cancel a culture of core freedoms, you know, the cancel culture? So there's a humorous video. This is a serious subject, but there's a humorous video on this to kind of relieve the outrage a little bit, you know, where you can laugh at it, by Awaken with JP. It's called, it's about the cancel culture, how it cancels everything. You know, again, it's satire, it's a spoof, but point is, the article followed by Paul Craig Roberts, and its first compendium, that censorship is killing American democracy. So that's a really good article. It really nails it. What's going on? This is the big issue. It's becoming self-evident to more people worldwide every week. The last 2 weeks has been a major awakening for people in the United States, if not and worldwide. So, people worldwide are awakening to, you know, and questioning what's really going on. And you can ask yourself, is it true that public opinion has been polarized for divisive purposes on purpose? I mean, are you aware that the most powerful special interests in the worldly world have a vested interest in keeping our common sense divided and uncommon? I mean, would you agree that unity in our diversity is the real solution? with an interactive universal interface that cultures authentic communities of the Holy Spirit, Aquarian communities, the spirit of Aquarius. I mean, this is the choice facing global civilization. The world is an epic test right now for souls of conscience, and that struggle is reaching a climax. So the issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history. This is a quote by Thomas Jefferson. The issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. I'm wrapping up this compendium, and I finished up with a video. I said skip to the bottom to see this. This is the 26th epic episode of the Hour of Truth with Master Valerian, and how he pledges his support to all who remain true to their higher self. I try to finish some of these heavy compendiums with lots of light, more light, clearing the darkness, bringing light to dark places, etc. So I finished up on that note, and I want to go to now. I only got 15 minutes, but I'm going to get into some of the keynotes from February 7, 2021. The subject was Aquarius initiates general enlightenment. So again, this was about, the 7th was about a week ago. I mean, the cosmic weather at this time also had the Sun in Aquarius along with Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. So the momentum of Aquarian energies has been building this last week to the Moon's transit 2 days ago. I mean, it'll take many Aquarian triggers like this to acclimate the mass mind to cosmic love energies of a unified field nature. But remember that Aquarian spring is a decade-long process. So I'm going to go into it now. Aquarius initiates general enlightenment, and what a test it is, bringing light to dark places. And I love the quote by Daniel Pinchbeck, who said, "If the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter." So this compendium is focused on the global Great Awakening. So take a deep breath, center in your heart of hearts, pray for discernment and divine direction with the holistic, healthy, and Holy Spirit of cosmic love and action. And I begin with this quote from Dan Brown from the book The Lost Symbol. He says, "Throughout history, every period of enlightenment has been accompanied by darkness pushing in opposition. Such are the laws of nature and balance. And if we look at the darkness growing in the world today, we have to realize that this means there is equal light growing. If it wasn't for the dark dysfunction of deep state," and that was the quote there by Dan Brown. I go on to say that if it wasn't for the dark dysfunction of deep state dystopia, we might take general public enlightenment for granted. That's the blessing and the challenge of living in this crazy world this time. The hero's journey will have challenges. So claim the vision of virtue and valor for the victory as general enlightenment. Aquarian enlightenment is a process. Again, Aquarian spring, evolution, revolution, revelations. A new social conscience is emerging in our global social networks, and this new common sense is the spirit of us, U.S., as united sovereigns of Earth, the spirit that matters, unity and diversity, e pluribus unum. There is naturally opposition to worldwide enlightenment coming from dinosaur media. Dinosaur media, the one-way programming of what to think with no interactive process for culturing our individual and collective conscientious common sense. Dinosaur media, the old paradigm. It's changing. The digital revolution of decentralized everything is changing it. And the old paradigm of top-down, highly centralized mass mind programming has by now clearly failed with Orwellian censorship and big tech tyranny. A dishonorable mention also goes to election rigging. So again, we have that video by Mike Lindell, absolute proof that the election was rigged. And the point being is that the new media is open systems of co-creation, cooperative community coordination, ordained by a universal love interface whereby we are the media with Global Telecom. Now, that's possible. What that looks like is in that link with the full article on Global Telecom. Now consider the opposition we're getting to global enlightenment from dinosaur medicine. In monopoly medicine of the medical industrial complex has succeeded to the point where gross defects now obscure actual gains. The history of iatrogenicide, death by doctor, is exacerbated by the pharmacide that creates disease with toxic vaccines and then treats side effects with drugs for whatever ails you. I've got two articles that go into this. Good doctors speaking out on this subject is one link, and the other link is the shocking reality of pharmacide, the creating and management of disease with vaccines and drugs for whatever ails you. And there's a link on that. So there's another article that you can go into, the doctors slash COVID-19 mortality rate from 5.8% to 0.3% with telemedicine. So understanding of telemedicine is what global telecare is all about. And I go into that with an article on global telecare, what that looks like, how that works, and how the emerging telemedicine is an open system for wisdom of the crowd, whereby database analytics will compare results from the full spectrum of modalities as corresponds to one's unique metabolic type and current symptom profile, providing a new common sense of results-based health assurance with free online information for holistic analysis, prevention, and management of disease. Global telecare. Also, consider the opposition to global enlightenment coming from dinosaur markets. I've talked about media, I've talked about medicine, and I'm talking about dinosaur markets also, like Wall Street, that are rigged front to back for stripping equity from markets one way or another, serving the self-serving oxymoronic value of scarcity with an economics of scarcity that creates and manages, monopolizes scarcity for the profit of super rich monopolies that make a killing literally with tyrannical business lockdowns over a big nothing burger, the false flag pandemic. So Robert David Steele has a 2-minute video you can watch where he explains how Wall Street has stolen $100 trillion from Main Street with naked short selling over the last 50 years. Again, that video is provided there. You can watch that overview. So the new market, global commerce, getting past the closed system that we've got now, that's basically, been on its last leg because the whole system is switching over. I'm going to go into that a little bit. And the new market, global commerce is an open system of unfettered win-win, good trade with secure quantum blockchain-coded computers for peer-to-peer exchange of value creation. Good trade, optimal win-win, global telecommerce. As longtime readers of HeartCom updates are aware, I've been writing about developments of a new global quantum financial system, QFS, for several years. According to recent White Hat reports on February 1st, 2021, the global currency reset, the GCR, was completed and the old cabal fiat U.S. dollar central banking system was no more. The quantum financial system, QFS computer, is now in, this is a quote from these White Hat reports, and we'll see how this plays out. This is not being reported at all in the mainstream media. If this is true, it's good news that the quantum financial system, QFS computer, is now in full control of the U.S. economy and global financial system. In other words, they're bridging the old dinosaur economics to a new system, and it's in place. it's in process. This is a huge reboot, reset, and it's been going on behind the scenes for this last year, and we're going to be seeing it coming into the physical more and more in the reality of this in the near future. So in the larger scheme of the Aquarian dispensation, which will become known, like I've said, as the quantum age, there's a mighty surge of enlightenment emerging, and there's acting out with the deep state purging. So be aware, care to share, for general enlightenment. And I have this quote from Lynn Taggart, which is really excellent, where she says, the most essential ingredient in creating our universe is the consciousness that observes it. Living consciousness somehow is the influence that turns the possibility of something into something real. Lynn McTaggart, she's an award-winning journalist, an author of 7 books, including worldwide bestsellers, The Power of 8, The Field, Intention Experiment, and The Bond, all considered seminal works on quantum science, translated into some 30 languages. She says, the most essential ingredient in creating our universe is the consciousness that observes it. And a chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, said, you know, conscience is the most sacred of all property. By the grace of global conscious evolution, general enlightenment for the family of mankind, mass awakening as collective uprising and uprising will involve and evolve our individual and collective teleconscience. So I go into this a little more and finish up with an understanding of how to boost your awakening. This is with a video that just came out February 12th, yesterday. And again, it's from the channel, from the Heart Center community. It's an amazing, amazing, empowering dictation for the Master Maximus, how to maximize your opportunities. So basically, consider that we, all people, are source field extensions of God experiencing creation. And as this co-creation experience with God becomes greater each day, so God amplifies the light of being within us, and we are enabled to maximize our opportunities and alchemies. So I'm going to finish up with that note from the message from Maximus, the great spirit of this great master called Maximus, how to maximize your opportunities. And all things considered, it's been an amazing couple of weeks. So keep the faith. See the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with Cosmic Love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how Cosmic Love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make Cosmic Love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.